This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, apparently I did the last segment wrong. You folks are very helpful in the text line. Brutal, too. But whatever, I could take it. I should have asked, because I asked for managers who've had Gen Z parents interfere in some way. Not a lot of managers out there who've seen a Gen Z parent come do an interview, but they say, yes, it's very common, apparently, for some of you, for Gen Z parents to call about all kinds of issues. And you just heard that from Lee. Your mom calls in to say that you're not coming in because it's snowing lightly? Dude, pick up the phone yourself. Why does your mama have to do it? But anyway, I was told on the text line, I did it wrong, that I need to hear from the parents who do this. That's a great point. What were you thinking? Did your child, your 23, 25, 22, whatever year old child ask you to interfere? You just took it upon yourself. Why are parents doing this? Well, we've got one. We've got a hot one on the text line. She says it works. Okay, let's hear her point of view. And again, we're talking about this new survey. 77% of Gen Zers say they have brought their parent to a job interview at least once. Like I said, that seems a little high to me. 53% say their parents spoke with a hiring manager on their behalf. 73% say parents help complete work assignments, and 45% regularly have a parent talk to their current manager. That's what we're talking about. Okay, here we go. Hey, Tara, Gen X here. You'll like this. My son was, let's say, not motivated to find a job. I called a local business and pretended to be him and did kind of a phone interview. Then I drove him there to meet in person, and he got the job in sales. Now, here's the punchline. He's been in sales now for 13 years. So it worked. You must have been, was he living in your house? Okay, here we go. Tara, my wife and I helped our daughter get her first job only because we knew the manager, because both of us had worked for him 25 years ago. After that, she's been on her own to get her schedule and get to work on time. I will say she's a good employee because we taught her to show up and do the job. Okay, that's not that unusual. I mean, look, if you're applying for a job where your dad works, of course the manager's going to ask your dad what he thinks. Or your dad's going to call up there to put in a good word. That's kind of traditional. But I'm talking about cold calling a manager you don't even know. Showing up to an interview with a manager that, you don't know. I'd love to hear from you if you're one of these parents. I promise I'll be nice. You called a manager on behalf of your kid. To me, the only time I'm doing that is if, like, my kid is in the hospital with tubes coming out of him. Then I'll call. But short of that, God forbid, short of that, I'm not seeing it. Text writes, hey, Tara, my granddaughter recently kicked my Gen Z son out of his, now her, bedroom. So I make sure to turn 98.9 on at 6 a.m. to wake him up from the couch. I do yell a little loudly, don't I? I'm pretty pumped coming out the gate in the morning. Okay. Texter writes, I didn't go to the interview or anything to do with hiring for my son, but I did have to go speak to a manager when they hadn't paid him in 3 weeks to push them to fix the problem. Okay. My question for you would be this. I would do that for like a 15-year-old. Maybe a 16-year-old. Maybe even a 17-year-old first job. And I'd be like, eh, they're being taken advantage of. I might do that. Yeah, after I sent them in to resolve the situation. Over 18, forget it. You got to take care of yourself. Texture writes, it makes sense, Tara. It is so hard to interview and get through those types of skills when we, the parents, know how to do it. It's easier to just do it for them, to coach them and teach them. It's a way of getting through the gatekeepers for me. I didn't do that, but I did bring my son to do an interview. Okay. I stayed in the car. All right. At least you stayed in the car. Oh, okay. He did push him to wait. Hold on. I did go to the interview or anything, but I did have to speak to a manager when they didn't pay him. Okay. He was 17. Okay. All right. Okay. I could see doing that if the situation got extreme. In that situation. Maybe 18 plus. Yeah. I don't know. I can see somebody taking advantage of a kid not paying them. Just being like, no, that's the way it's supposed to be. It's normal. It's not. No, you're supposed to pay them. Yeah. Okay. Texter writes, where did this go? Oh my gosh. The text line is exploding. Tara, Gen X age range is 45 to 60. I don't think their parents are involved. LOL. Well, I mean, I had to make sure. Hey, you know what? At least they're going to work. At least they're going to work, right? We can be grateful for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Okay. Marco Rubio is on a manhunt. These thugs who censored us, conservatives, demonetized X, not because the companies didn't want to advertise on X, largest news app on earth. No, but because they were under federal government pressure. When the federal government comes knocking on your door, even through a surrogate, and says, hey, you know, we're really concerned about this Russian disinformation on X, which is a lie. There is no Russian disinformation. Hillary Clinton made that up. And we're really concerned about the hate, the terrorism. So, you know, we would like to not see you advertise on that platform or really on Breitbart or Daily Caller, any of those. And we'd be happy to not investigate you with an SEC investigation for, I don't know, something else that might be going on. And that's how it works. And before they were done, the Global Engagement Center, run out of the State Department, was bragging that they had completely restricted Donald Trump's message, and they did. They took his account off at Facebook. They took it off Twitter. They even locked down Kayleigh McEnany, his spokesperson. She wasn't allowed to speak. Folks, that's an authoritarian regime at that point. And again, it was not through, hey, YouTube, hey, Twitter just doesn't like these people. It was through government intimidation. Well, now the people who do that, who did that, have scattered like rats through government, like cockroaches from the light. We caught one of them last week. She was the former head of CISA. She was all but hired at West Point before we tracked her down, intervene, and fire. She doesn't need to teach a generation of people how to think. They'll all be censoring from the Pentagon. In fact, we need to go into the Pentagon and figure out who was running their censorship program. They had one that was operating outside the country, but was censoring Americans inside the country. Marco Rubio was talking to Mike Benz, a speech, free speech activist, about his hunt for these people and how this whole thing got started. Here we go.
Sharing for the American people a very momentous day in the history of the State Department and the U.S. government in restoring free speech and America's role as the beacon of free speech. Something very historic transpired today. Could you tell the American people what that was?
Well, we ended government-sponsored censorship in the United States through the State Department. And let me explain how we get there. This started out, you know, 15, 10 years ago with this effort of let's go after the messaging that Al-Qaeda and ISIS and others are putting to radicalize people. Oh, no, who's going to be against that? That sounds normal. And then it was like in 2016, oh, you know, we had this foreign interference in our election.
Lie.
We need to start targeting some of that stuff.
Yeah. So, folks, they use Russia collusion as the basis to censor us. Russian interference, Russian bots. Those things did not exist. Rubio continued.
By 2020, it had grown into this movement of like actually going after individual American voices. And one of the ways that was being done wasn't just directly, because the guy that was running this thing, Stengel, was actually a guy that was out there saying, you know, Donald Trump talks just like a Russian spy. He talks just like a terrorist. And so do the people around him. But they were also taking money from this program and using it to fund these NGOs, these third party groups who were supposed to be like impartial.
Mm-hmm. Now, the NGO groups were the ones doing the knock and talk on the door. Hey, you know, it'd be really good if you didn't advertise on Breitbart anymore. I know they're getting 100 million views a year, but it'd be really good if you didn't, because they just don't really need to be able to pay their reporters, because their reporters say true things. And it's just really inconvenient for us to have true things, you know, out there. Rubio continued.
Those groups were then tagging. They were literally tagging and labeling voices in American politics, Ben Shapiro, the Federalist, others, tagging them as foreign agents. So you look at it and say, American taxpayers through the State Department were paying groups to attack Americans and to try to silence the voice of Americans. And there were consequences. These weren't just a label they put on people. Some of these people got deplatformed. They got taken down. They couldn't communicate. So it was outrageous. So before President Trump took over, they disbanded this unit. They just renamed it and moved it somewhere else. But now, over the last few months, we've worked on it and just taken it down. And to the extent we're spending money now, we are going to spend money on messaging. It's going to be pro-American messaging. And it's going to be incentivizing and protecting free speech, which is threatened in all over the world, including countries that are allies of ours. The best way to counter disinformation, if that's what people are thinking is out there, the best way to counter disinformation is free speech.
Folks, that is why Comey and Brennan must go to prison. Because this lie by Hillary Clinton that her campaign cooked up became the basis for censoring us, for censoring me. I mean, I'm on my third YouTube account, and I'm about to lose that account for saying true things to you every morning. Rubio continued.
So I think what we have to do now, and Darren will be big involved in that as well, is sort of document what happened. Because one thing is to say it in a broadcast like this. Another thing is to actually put it on paper. And there's two reasons to do it. The first is because I think people who were harmed deserve to know that and be able to prove that they were harmed. And then the other is to make sure it never happens again, right? So that 10 years from now, when someone has a brilliant idea like this again, you know, not brilliant idea like this again, you can point to that and say, oh, this was done once before, and here's a reason why we don't. That's why accountability is important in these things, because it doesn't just provide justice, but it also prevents it from happening in the future. You have something you can point to at the same time and say, these are the kinds of things we want to stay away from.
Folks, understand what he's saying here. The party of democracy and free speech is how they paint themselves, because they're liars. Use the biggest lie of all, the Russia collusion hoax, in order to censor people saying true things.
implementing the EU Digital Services Act, which was threatened to be turned against Americans when Elon Musk famously had that X space with Donald Trump during the election season. So my question to you is there any insights that you can provide to the American people about how the State Department is going to go about once again restoring free speech in a world where we are facing foreign threats from the European Union and Brazil and other places to Americans' ability to talk?
Yeah, so the first thing, obviously, is our number one priority is Americans. So we don't want to see an American who happens to be living in London or happens to be living in Europe post something online about American politics or any politics, and all of a sudden they're facing ramifications over there. Or they're denied entry, and you know something happens, you know, we're denying them into our country, or we're going to arrest them because they posted something while living overseas. So our number one interest is the impact it has on Americans.
And that's because John Brennan, just 3 weeks ago, our former CIA director, true face of evil, was in Ireland helping the EU build out its censorship system. Why does he care? Because it's coming for Americans. I'll explain to you how in the next segment. You will not believe what just came out in the EU. And folks, don't kid yourself. The actual goal in the EU, besides repressing all of their citizen speech, is repressing yours via Facebook, via X from Europe. I'll let Marco Rubio wrap it up. You know what? Let's reopen with this actually in the next segment, because you are going to, it's going to blow your mind what is about to happen in Europe. Folks, at this rate, Europe is going to be Soviet Union 5 years. And I don't know where you're running the world to freedom after that. This is it. It's all that's left. I'll explain coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.